Welcome to the Grow Podcast. My name is Brooke Blessington, and I serve as the director of Landworks. Landworks serves as a neutral innovation platform, and we're directly partnered with Landis. And our primary goal is to accelerate and empower agricultural innovation. We're nestled within the Landis Innovation Connector, and this is a space where you can immerse yourself in leading-edge technologies and solutions for farmers and the agricultural community. Join us within the connector at events hosted by Landworks and hear about the latest developments at our Tech Thursday events. You can visit our website at www.landworks.org for more information. Today, I'm happy to be joined on the Grow Podcast by Mary Bendixson, Landis Chief of Staff. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Excellent. Well, why don't you talk to us a little bit about what the Innovation Connector is and how Landis sees a purpose for that?
Yeah, so we're sitting here in the Innovation Connector right now. We've actually had this Innovation Connector project going for several years now, but we've just recently revamped everything. We've got a whole new slate of innovative partners, technologies, really change makers that are showing up for our farmers in this space. So this space where we're at is located in downtown Des Moines, where we bring in hundreds of farmers each year to connect directly with who we see as driving real change in the ag space. And we see real great opportunities for innovation that can be implemented on farm and help drive improvements for not just for the farmer, but who we're serving downstream as well. So here in this space, you can see everything from new types of crops that could maybe be incorporated into row crop operations to farms, to robotics, to drones, to incredible things happening with ag data. You can see it all here.
Truly a space where leading edge technologies and solutions take shape for the farmers. So these in-person events, I know everybody here, it's just a bustle of activity, of really, really fun buzz of energy that's here. So these in-person events for farmers, what can they expect? What's the benefit for one of our Landis stakeholders or members to join us at these events?
Well, at Landis, as a farmer-owned cooperative, we think it's incredibly important that we offer frequent, transparent access for our farmer owners to connect with the leaders of our company, to hear from us first what is coming next, what the latest announcements are. And then also to get exposed to what you see here in this space beyond just Landis, give them exposure to what's next in the industry, what's next in other industries that can maybe be brought back, applied on their farm to help them. So it's this incredible opportunity to get face to face with innovators from around the world, but also get face to face with leaders and team members from Landis who can listen, address questions, and really share what to expect from the cooperatives in the next month, in the next year, what's coming up first.
It's fantastic. One of the partners that came in asked me if I knew of another space like this that serves agriculture, and I couldn't think of anything like that. It's truly a unique space, and we'd love for everyone to come see it. So, Mary, what's something that you would say to a farmer who hasn't joined us at an Innovation Connector event before?
I would say that we would love to have them here. If you have questions about Landis, this is the place to come to learn more about who we are. If you have ideas, concerns, we always have an open dialogue when we're here. So we ask that you engage with this cooperative. This is the perfect place to do it. And you're going to see how we're doing things differently with innovation here. We really think that it's so important that the farmer be at the center of ag innovation. And we think that so often gets lost in this industry. So this is a space where farmers get to come be at the center of that process and really be the focus of all of these innovators we invite in along with our team.
I love that. So Landis is really a place that is built with the farmers, for the farmers, by the farmers. We'd love to have you engage with us. We're going to jump into some of the leading edge technology that's new to the connector space and tell you a little bit more about that in a moment. Welcome back. I'm here with Dave Starr, the Chief Operating Officer at Tesseract Ventures. Welcome, Dave.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
All right. Well, why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about what Tesseract is?
That is a big question. I'm happy to do it. So we're a partner with Landworks and Landus here. We're a technology company out of Kansas City. We're sort of out of startup phase. We're 5 years old. We do technology work in a couple of different verticals. Agriculture is relatively new for us, but we do work in the construction space with health and safety and asset tracking on construction sites, as well as work with the DoD and various branches of the military. So we're sort of information gathering IoT company. We combine that with robotics and data visualization to produce information that our customers can make better use of.
Well, that's a really interesting business that you have. So can you tell us just a little bit about how Tesseract got started? And more importantly, why are you here partnered with Landis?
Yeah, absolutely. So Tesseract's about 5 years old. We were founded in Kansas City. John Bouchard is our founder. John's sort of a serial entrepreneur, has done work for Stan Lee at Marvel, running his innovation team, worked for various robotics companies, sold his last company to Ohm Robotics Company. So this is a third startup, and we're sort of exiting startup phase into high growth mode after 5 years in the business. We do work in military space with DOD, Special Operations Command, Air Force, and several of the other branches. Also do some work in construction. So in the construction field, we're mostly tracking people and equipment on a construction site for safety and efficiency. So all of our businesses sort of have a common thread around gathering information from the real world in real time and combining that with other data and bringing it back to our clients in a way that they can use it to make better decisions, which is kind of what leads us to be here at Landis and working alongside Landis and LandWorks. Our relationships with DOD kind of brought the introduction to us. And it became pretty apparent after meeting with Landis a couple of times, there's an opportunity in the ag space to bring data together from different sources, whether it be equipment or third-party data like NASA and USDA, in a way that growers can use it more effectively. I think currently there's sort of this misperception that there's a data problem in agriculture. And what we realized pretty quickly is the issue is not data, is in lack of, there's almost too much data. The issue is lack of answers from that data. So our goal has been over the last 6 months to work with Landis to create a series of tools that helps provide answers, helps farmers take advantage of the data that they're already generating off their equipment and other parts of their operation, and combine that kind of with the strength and scale of Landis, which allows us to bring all those data points into one place and make decisions faster, better, and more profitably than they were able to do before.
Yeah, I love that. I love that we were able to go out and find somebody who's not worked in the agricultural space before, bring that deep knowledge and expertise and the perspective of all these other industries into agriculture. So this week we started telling people about the project we've been working on, the Tesseract Synthesis. And it does, it really gets its arms around that data issue. So how do you put all of that data together so that farmers can use it? So can you talk about what the Tesseract is, what farmers can expect to get out of this particular technology?
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, we sort of have a technology stack that our company was founded on, which is the ingestion, the calculation, and the display of data. We do it in different places. So what that means in the agricultural space is that we're working with Landis and their grower partners to bring their data sources in, to be more specific. So regardless of if I have a green tractor, red combine, et cetera, there's data coming off those that we can pull in and compare that with the input data, the micronutrient data, the application data that Landis can provide, and then combine that also with third-party data in a single pane of glass. And that's really the issue is, you know, we've seen that farmers are really awesome at being able to look at the data, make smart decisions about their farm, but typically it takes them a lot of effort in three or four panes of glass to be able to do that. So I'm looking at an Excel spreadsheet, I'm watching the market over here to try to make some correlated decisions. And you know, you guys know better than we do, those are incredibly complex decisions that have dollars attached to them. And that's where I think we're making a difference, is that typically data is related to yield or machine performance. But in this case, what we're able to do is tie that back to ROI. So really, what do those changes and those decisions, how do they impact the dollars that I'll be able to take home at the end of a season? And then how do I maximize that year over year? So without the scale of Landis, without that kind of wealth of data, the relationships in the industry, and millions of acres under management, you really couldn't do that as well. So we're, like you said, we're sort of the data experts. We're definitely not agronomists, and we don't come from an agriculture background, so we see the world a little bit differently. But the partnership with Landis has allowed us to kind of get steeped in that knowledge very quickly and then be able to bring a tool to market in the next year that is going to be, you know, pretty revolutionary for the market.
Absolutely. And I think one of my favorite components of the synthesis is that you can take all of this high-level data, layer it together, but you can still drill it down on a field-by-field basis. Mm-hmm. So farmers that have been used to doing all of this aggregation and collation on their own, now they have a really simple way that they can parse out what exactly is going on in this field at this specific time, and then bringing the power of data from previous years, you know, publicly available inputs and all of those things, put it together in a common source and be able to look at it as narrowly or as broadly as they would like to.
Mm-hmm. And I think that brings up a good point. So we broke the process down into plan, perform, improve, which are the three modules of the software tool that we're building. And in each one of those phases, there are specific activities that happen. So it's built to sort of monitor and mirror what the farmers are already doing. So in the plan mode, we're going to sit with an agronomist partner and make decisions about seed variety, about pre-emergent micronutrients, all the things that you need to figure out for your fields and your operation as a whole. So not just single field, but multi-field. But down at that sort of granular level, we can determine what the cost of those inputs are and what the potential revenue is, the yield is. And then we can move those sliders around to adjust. Okay, I want a little bit more yield and I'm willing to spend a few more dollars on nitrogen to get there. And what's the ramification of that? So it's a bit predictive based on knowledge that we already have. So then you can, you know, implement as easy as pushing commit, and then you can book all of your inputs. You can book digital services like Sky Scout, which can come and survey your fields on a regular basis. And then all that information feeds back into the model. So throughout the year, you're making changes. So that's kind of just a high level of the plan.
Yeah, I love that. And I can tell in the past few months that you've spent with the Landis agronomists and the team here, you've certainly picked up a lot of the lingo and maybe you weren't looking to learn that much about agriculture, but we...
I know what side dress is. I didn't know what that was.
I mean, we're not the only ones learning new things. So I've been really excited about all of this and just seeing the farmers' reactions so far and the legislators and the people who have been able to put their eyes and, more importantly, put their hands on their data.
Mm-hmm.
They've been loving this. So I know that there's a whole lot more to come. We're really thrilled to see what else you can, what other ideas and what other solutions you can start bringing to us. So what do you think is on the horizon? What's next for the relationship between Tesseract and Landis? What else can farmers look for out of your toolbox next?
I think in the near term, you know, our goal for this event and for this week was really to be able to show the proof of concept to some growers and get real feedback. So we're, you know, part of our methodology and our process that we've done with Landis and Landworks is very collaborative design thinking. And I think part of that is the feedback loop. So getting really high quality feedback from growers to tell us what they want. Because again, we're bringing tools forward and we think this makes sense, but till we hear back from them what parts of it are important or what things would add value, we can still make changes and build that. So that's what I'm looking forward to in the near term. I think in the future, you know, there's a lot of discussion around AI and generative AI, large language models. There's a bit of a misconception with what that really means. The ability to make decisions on large sets of data is largely math, right? So if I know a certain number of known quantities and I know that X plus Y equals Z, I can just do that at scale. That's just math. But when it gets to AI, I can start to suppose different outcomes. And I can say, okay, based on what I know about this field, if I change the varietal slightly or I picked a different pre-emergent, what's the likelihood that that's going to result in better yield or better profit, more importantly, better ROI? So I can use the data set that we have with the scale of Landis and ask that question. We actually have some, we can ask the Tesseract some questions here at the event, which is pretty cool. And you can verbally ask it, hey, show me yield versus variety, and it'll pick that data up and give it back to you. So as that continues to grow, the quality of question and the depth of question to be able to ask will change and get better.
I love it. I love that you guys were working with the superheroes on film and now you're working with the superheroes out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't be more pleased to have you partnering with Landis and with Landworks, and we're so excited about the future. So thank you so much, Dave.
Yeah, thank you for letting us show up and produce the work that we have for you guys. Like I said, superheroes in the field just beating the growers. I couldn't be more proud of the work that we're doing and happy of who we're benefiting in the ecosystem. So thank you.
Absolutely. I'm joined now by the founder and CEO of Robot, Kent Cavender Bear. So welcome to the Grow Podcast, Kent. We're so pleased to have you here and in the Landis Innovation Connector. So first things first, can you tell us a little bit about Robot and what your company does?
We are developing a small platform. So in contrast to today's very large and ever larger equipment, we're taking the approach that small machines can work in teams and do the work of larger equipment, but do it in a more responsive way to the needs of the crop. So these are small self-driving machines that will ultimately work in teams on your fields in the future. And our first jobs are to deliver nitrogen fertilizer at the right time for the crop, and to also seed cover crops later in the season before corn harvest.
Fantastic. So how long has Robot been around, and what gave you the idea to deploy a fleet of autonomous vehicles in a field?
We have been around a while, which some would say is a detraction from us, but we probably started too early because there's just been a boom of autonomous development over the last decade. And so we might have been early, but I think we had a really good idea because there are things that can be done autonomously. Farm fields are a great framework compared to driving down the road with today. The big news is that folks are trying to make semis autonomous, which sounds really great because they're going regularly from point A to B, but they're huge. And we can just think about all the downsides. We're on a farm field, we're fairly constrained. And especially in a crop like corn, there's only 10, 20 ways to plant a field. There's not a million. So we kind of need to learn the basics, and then we can repeatedly automate that quite well. And the founding story is a neat one. I grew up on a hobby farm in Western New York with two brothers and a sister. One brother ended up being a large-scale dairy farmer. So he's the founder of the business originally. I was trained as an environmental engineer and scientist, or also an ag engineer in the start. And we got into this for one reason. We wanted to make a difference in how nitrogen is managed in corn. It's sort of a poster child of what's wrong with Midwestern agriculture. And so we want to be part of the solution, helping farmers be better stewards while at the same time improving their profitability.
We make it sound so simple, but I think about myself driving on the road and sometimes, you know, distractions pop up and just keeping in between the lanes is important. But, you know, there's a lot of precision and a lot of dollars that go into every corn stalk that's out in the field. And I've seen the videos. You have a full scale model that's in the connector that farmers can come and get their hands on and interact with you. But the level of precision that's involved to be able to navigate, you know, whatever the contour of the land is pretty fantastic. So I love that. And I love the story of, you know, your passion for agriculture. And I think that that meshes well with what we believe at Landus. So why Landus? When we had those initial meetings to learn more about your company, learn more about your product, what attracted you to deploying through Landus and figuring out how to access this farmer network specifically?
It's just obvious how innovative Landus is, both combining a large footprint, both inside of Iowa with existing customers and as well as extending beyond in terms of the influence. So it's a great opportunity for us to grow in a focused way and then in long term have a partner that can help us go beyond Iowa as well.
Yeah, I love that. So your robot, R-O-W, not to be confused with a rowboat, but your robots can actually go out and do late season nitrogen application. It can also broadcast cover crop seeds, like you said. Are there any other technologies that you're looking to onboard with your machines?
At the moment, those are the two that we're trying to stay really focused so we don't get too diluted. But we are we've been doing a lot of development work on, okay, we're on the field to apply fertilizer. How much should we apply? Because it still is an open question. And so we've developed an AI, artificial intelligence system, to image the crop underneath the canopy. So that's really important that if you're trying to track nitrogen deficiency by the time you've observed it from above, from a drone, say, you may have lost some yield potential. So we've come up with an innovative way to develop little test plots across a field where we can really stress those plots in terms of nitrogen. It's a trivial amount of acreage, but we can really understand how that field is responding in the given season and then adjust the application for the rest of the field.
Fantastic. It sounds like between, you know, satellite or drone or aerial coverage, something above the canopy and the robots out between the rows in amongst, you know, the base of the crop there, it probably is better than the farmer walking the field themselves or sending out a good scouting service.
We think so. And that same brother I mentioned, the number of times he's called me in the last 6 years to talk about his fields. So unfortunately, we're focused in the Midwest and farms in Western New York, but he's always got questions about what he's seen in his fields. And it would be really great if we can automate some of that data collection and really give him and others belief in their decision-making that they can make better decisions.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kat. What else should we know about Robot? What else should we expect to come next from you all?
Well, one thing that I'd be remiss in not saying is that we are a small company. We're early stage, but we partner also not just with Landis, but also with Carnegie Robotics, which is a company our other brother runs in Pittsburgh. It's a spin out from Carnegie Mellon. So they're a couple hundred of the world's best roboticists with real strengths in off-road automation. So everything that we're doing, we're benefiting from the years of experience that they have. So it'll allow us to really hit the fields with the highest quality autonomy. And so what to look forward to, we're signing up folks for the 2025 season through Landis. You can find that on our website. It's just rowbot.com/signup. There's also a button just on the main homepage.
Awesome. So I have to ask, we're starting to see more and more connections to companies or researchers that are outside the agricultural space. So what do the folks at Carnegie think about everything that's going on in agriculture? Do they see some of the things that you guys are working on being applicable to research beyond agriculture?
Absolutely. They love this application. It took us a little while to get our brother John excited because in the robotics realm, everybody who's not in it has a great solution that a robot can solve. But it's very few that, as I was describing early on, that you have fields that can be planted only a certain number of ways. You have geometries that are amenable to automation. So they love this application. And yes, there are absolutely ways that we're going to need ways to avoid ruts or to detect them and slow down that will be applicable in other domains as well, for example.
Awesome. I love that. And, at the Landis Innovation Connector, it's just one other way that we're bringing the best of the leading edge solutions right to the farms that matter the most to us. We'd love to have you join us at our upcoming Innovation Connector events where you can see Tesseract, meet Kent from Robot, ask all the questions you want, and see a bunch of other partners in innovation and people that we'd like to connect you with. So please join us April 3rd and 4th at the Landis Innovation Connector. You can find more information and Landis stakeholders can register at landis.ag.